Thanks for joining us for the Thursday night edition of our Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. Tonight, you'll hear from the girls and boys head basketball coaches of St. John's Tipton, Lakeside, Rock Hills, and Sylvan Lucas. Catch your favorite basketball team in action with our high school basketball games of the week on Tuesday and Friday evenings on KD Country 94 and Z96.3. Let's get started with the St. John's Tipton Locker Room Chats with head coaches Keith Christine and Lance Bergman. The St. John's Tipton Locker Room Chats are brought to you every Thursday at this time by Browns Electronics in Beloit, Nextech, and by Willow Spring Services in Beloit.
Welcome to the Thursday Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94, and we're joined by Keith Christine, the head coach of the St. John's Tipton Lady Blue Jays. Coach, a couple games since we talked last, as you went over Wilson down in Tipton on Friday, 47-40, and then you get a 45-34 win over Lakeside on Tuesday, too. Pretty tough games for your team, but you're able to pull away in the end and win both of them. What were your thoughts of these last two?
Well, you know, Dusty, we knew that these two games were going to be tough. Wilson puts a whole – last Friday, Wilson puts – well, they had seven different girls that scored, but they can flat shoot the ball. But, you know, playing without Brenna, you know, that changes the way that we play the game a little bit. But, you know, I thought we battled really well and, you know, did some really good things. We just couldn't make any shots for a little while. But the second half against Wilson, I thought we did a nice job of getting to the free throw line. And then winning in the fourth quarter, making free shots and, you know, extending the lead out to get a nice win. You know, Elizabeth Walter really stepped up, and I want to say she went 7 of 8 in the fourth quarter that led us to that victory. But, again, like I said, Wilson's got some good juniors that really shoot the ball well, and, you know, they pose problems for us by the way that we defend. Usually you got one, maybe two shooters that can – that we can defend really easily, but defensively, by the way that we play, we struggled a little bit defending their shooters.
Again, Lakeside, they fought hard with you there, and you guys were able to pull away with the win.
Yeah, you know, Lakeside, again, they're a very good team, and, you know, when they're hitting on all cylinders, they're really good, and that showed in the first half. They were able to hit, I thought, some really tough shots. The older LaRocque girl, she goes for 14, and she gets all 14 in the first half. So we had to make some adjustments right before halftime and at halftime to shut her down a little bit, which I thought that we did. You know, then the second half rolls around, you know, we do such a really good job of running over offense, but late in the game, we were kind of careless taking care of the ball. But again, you know, we get to the free throw line more than what they do. And, you know, basically the outcome was decided at the free throw line. But again, Lakeside is a very good team. And, you know, there's that possibility. It's hard to beat a team two times, let alone three times. We possibly could match up with Lakeside or Thunder Ridge in semifinals of the sub-state. So we're going to have to get be ready to go. But, Dusty, we're getting better playing without Brenna. I think Coach and I talked about it last night that, you know, we're starting to feel comfortable with the girls that are on the floor. The girls are feeling comfortable with each other out there on the floor, and, you know, that's a big plus, you know, and we're just making strides to improve each and every day. And, you know, it was a nice win against a very good Lakeside team on our home floor.
You go to Chase on Friday night. They're 6-11 coming off of a win over Sylvan Lucas on Tuesday night. Just give me some quick thoughts on Chase and what do you expect to see there?
Well, you know, Dusty, really from our schedule here on out, you know, just because of the injury with Brenna, you know, we got to show up each and every night. You know, Elizabeth has stepped up and did a really good job. But Avery, you know, she stepped her game up a little bit, really quite a bit. And Kara's been playing awfully well, you know, so we just got to continue doing everything that we can, you know, to get better, but also play with some of the teams that are some teams that we should win, you know, and if that happens and we play good team ball, we should be all right down to Chase.
Keith Christine, head coach of the St. John's Tipton Lady Blue Jays here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks for the time and best of luck at Chase on Friday.
Thanks a lot, Dusty.
Stop in Browns Electronics at 705 North Mill in Beloit. If you're looking for a new phone, they're a Verizon authorized retailer. Check out all their new plans, devices, and accessories that are available now. Also, if you're looking for the newest in television service, they offer Dish Network plans. Dish also has the Hopper 3, a whole home DVR system that allows you to record up to 16 shows at once on a 2 terabyte hard drive and also gives you the option to watch TV on any device anywhere, plus many more great features. Learn more at Brown's Electronics, 705 North Mill and Beloit, or call them at 738-3332.
No water in that kitchen sink? Think Willow Springs Services. Stool won't flush? Think Willow Springs Services. Flip the switch and no light? Think Willow Springs Services. No power in that outlet? Think Willow Springs Services. AC won't cool? Think Willow Springs Services. Heater won't come on? Think Willow Springs Services. Hey, I see a pattern here. If it doesn't work, call Willow Springs Services and they can change all that for you. Give us a call. Willow Springs Services, 785-738-2474. Your local Bryant dealer, Bryant. Whatever it takes.
Can your businesses afford the cost of viruses, worms, ransomware, or other cyber attacks? Nextech Total Network Security delivers a simple, worry-free security and backup solution for your business. Rest easy knowing you are providing a secure e-business foundation, keeping files and customer information secure, improving productivity by ensuring network uptime, and reducing your liability in the event of a security breach. Your network is only as strong as its weakest link. Contact Nextech today for a free network security consultation.
Welcome back in the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94 and katycountry94.com. Lance Bergman, the head coach of the St. John's Tipton boys basketball team, joining us. Coach, you stay undefeated, 15-0 and 8-0 over the Northern Plains League games so far this year, with a couple more wins since we talked last. 66-34 over Wilson on Friday in Tipton, and then a 69-39 win over Lakeside on Tuesday. Kind of taking over in the third quarter. Davis Duber had 17 points and finished with 6 threes in the game. Just overall, these last two games, what do you like about your kids' performances?
You know, the Wilson game, I thought we played really well for the entire game. We came out early and just jumped on them and did a real nice job. I thought our defense was played really well. You know, I felt like offensively we were extremely efficient in the first quarter. I was very happy with it. You know, the possessions were limited. Wilson kind of slowed it down a little bit, tried to control the pace. Obviously, we were trying to speed it up a little, and we was able to manage to get 19-4 in the first quarter. And wasn't necessarily a high-paced, fast game in the first quarter, but we were so efficient on offense, and we had the ball. You know, we either scored on every possession, it seemed like, or we got, you know, got the offensive rebound and gave ourselves another chance at the basket. And defensively, I thought we really did a good job of shutting down and what we were trying to, and, you know, defending the best kid, which is what we talked about going into the game. So that game, I was really happy with the way it went pretty much from start to finish, and excuse me, ended a very good week last week for us. And then, you know, we came up against Lakeside, who we had played twice this year, a team that coming off a big win against Rock Hills, that we knew they were a quality basketball team that's been playing a little bit better here lately, and knew they had some talent and have definitely shown some signs against us of really giving us some trouble. And in the first half, they did a real nice job. They came out, executed. They rebounded outstanding. They even got a bunch of offensive rebounds. Mason Eiler was sick, and in that first half, you could really tell it kind of affected us, and it just showed how important he is to anchor our defense inside, and then, you know, how great of a job he does rebounding on the defensive end. But we went in the locker room, had a, you know, everybody was just looked sick, you know, kind of tired. Coach Hake and I both talked about the beginning of the game, looking at the kids and, like, you know, begging for energy out of them, knowing they're tired, and, you know, just get through this game, you know, and we'll see what brings tomorrow. If you got to be sick, you got to be sick, but let's get through tonight. Lakeside, you know, played an outstanding first half. We made some minor adjustments in at halftime, changed a little bit on the offensive end of things, and I thought we executed a lot better. But then, like you said, Davis really took over in the third quarter offensively, you know, having those 17 points, knocking down some threes. There was one three he, you know, you could tell he was feeling pretty confident. He pulled up, got an and one off of it. That gave us a four-point play in it. And from that point on, we seemed to just really have a flow to the game, and then everybody's confidence kind of boosted, and putting up 32 points there in that third quarter was that was pretty impressive. But a lot of it was just got some confidence, some energy there in the third quarter, and executed outstanding there in the third, and was able to hang on and pull away and get a nice win against a very good Lakeside team.
Chase coming up on Friday night as you take them on. They're kind of an up and down team. They're 7-11, but coming off of a nice win over Sylvan Lucas last night by 1 point, or I should say Tuesday night. When you look at Chase, what do you expect to see from them?
You know, that's just what you say. It's one of those teams that's up and down. You don't know which team's going to show up. We've ran into that a lot of times in the league. It's just, it's kind of the way the guys in the middle of the pack have been. They're, one night they might struggle, and another night they have a really nice night. Obviously, they played well against Sylvan there on Tuesday. Sylvan had been playing pretty well and had knocked off Otis Bison and, you know, beat some of the other teams in the league. So that was a big win for Chase. So obviously, we got to come in and be prepared. I know we've struggled in the past. The last two times we went there, started out really slow and had to have really big third quarters in order to sneak out of there with wins. But we're going to have to be focused, long road trip, you know, fighting the sickness, but so is everybody else in the league and all the other schools around the area. So I think we just got to come out focused, you know, get our energy early, and then hopefully get a good start, and then just continue throughout the game to play our game. So we're excited for the chance. You know, it's a nice long road trip. It's something that we need to get used to and you know, hopefully be focused and ready to go.
Lance Bergman, head coach of the St. John Stipton Blue Jays here in the Locker Room Chats. Thanks again for the time, Coach, and we'll see you on Friday.
Hey, sounds good. Thank you, Dusty.
Our St. John Stipton Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Browns Electronics, Willow Springs Services Incorporated in Beloit, and Nextech.
Can your businesses afford the cost of viruses, worms, ransomware, or other cyber attacks? Nextech Total Network Security delivers a simple, worry-free security and backup solution for your business. Rest easy knowing you are providing a secure e-business foundation, keeping files and customer information secure, improving productivity by ensuring network uptime, and reducing your liability in the event of a security breach. Your network is only as strong as its weakest link. Contact Nextech today for a free network security consultation.
No water in that kitchen sink? Think Willow Springs Services. Stool won't flush? Think Willow Springs Services. Flip the switch and no light? Think Willow Springs Services. No power in that outlet? Think Willow Springs Services. AC won't cool? Think Willow Springs Services. Heater won't come on? Think Willow Springs Services. Hey, I see a pattern here. If it doesn't work, call Willow Springs Services and they can change all that for you. Give us a call. Willow Springs Services, 785-738-2474, your local Bryant dealer. Bryant, whatever it takes.
Stop in Browns Electronics at 705 North Midland Beloit. If you're looking for a new phone, they're a Verizon authorized retailer. Check out all their new plans, devices, and accessories that are available now. Also, if you're looking for the newest in television service, they offer Dish Network plans. Dish also has the Hopper 3, a whole home DVR system that allows you to record up to 16 shows at once on a 2 TB hard drive and also gives you the option to watch TV on any device anywhere, plus many more great features. Learn more at Browns Electronics, 705 North Midland Beloit, or call them at 738-3332.
We continue in the Northern Plains League with Lakeside Knight head coaches Travis Eberle and Drew Dusky. For the latest NPL information on the web, check out ncksports.com. The Lakeside Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Brush Art Corporation in Downs, the State Bank of Downs, and by Nextech.
Welcome back on the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94 and online, katycountry94.com. Travis Eberle, the head coach of the Lakeside Lady Knights, joining us here this evening. Coach, a couple games since we talked last, kind of a workmanlike effort there in Mankato. You win 48-15 on Friday night, and then you really tested St. John's Tipton this time around. You'd already lost to them twice this season, but in the end, you still fall by 11, 45-34. They hit some free throws down the stretch to get it back to a double-digit win. Just overall, these last two games, what are some of the things that you're seeing from the girls here as we hit the stretch run of the season?
Well, you know, Mankato, we played a lot of girls, you know, a lot of different combinations, which was nice because you kind of get to see if you get in situations, what girls work together well, you know, and that was kind of nice to be able to do that. And, you know, we can come away with a win, of course, always good. And you know, we went to St. John's on Tuesday, and, you know, I felt like we played really well, you know, for the most part. We just had one little stretch there that we kind of let down a little bit and let St. John's get out a little bit on us and never could get back.
So, again, you fall in that one, but a 1-1 stretch there. Now you'll get ready for Southern Cloud coming up on Friday. The Warriors, a team that they've had quite a bit of success this season, but you guys have played them once already and beat them by 17 the first time, 56-39 of the third-place game of the Northern Plains League tournament. Seems like they go up and down a little bit at times. What do you think about Southern Cloud on Friday?
Well, you know, I feel if we come out and we play like we have against like St. John's even, you know, yeah, we lost, but I think we come up with that kind of energy and do what we know what we're supposed to do and, you know, I think we'll come away all right in that one. We just got to make sure and keep the shooters in control and, you know, not let Raina get out and start get on fire, because she can score a lot of points in a hurry. So if we can contain her and do our job the rest of the way, I think we'll be all right.
Travis Eberle, the head coach of the Lakeside Lady Knights, here on the Locker Room Chats. Thanks again for the time this week, Coach, and good luck against Southern Cloud Friday.
Yep, thank you, Dusty.
The State Bank of Downs is proud to support the Lakeside Knights, and they send out best wishes to all the Lakeside scholars and athletes this year. The State Bank of Downs can take care of all of your banking needs, checking accounts, savings accounts, time certificates, and loans of all types. They are locally owned and operated and have been serving and supporting the community and surrounding area since 1892. Internet banking and debit cards are also available. That's the State Bank of Downs, member FDIC.
This message brought to you by Brush Art Corporation in Downs, helping customers build leading brands within their respective industry. Brush Art Corporation of Downs is proud to support Lakeside High School activities during this school year.
Can your businesses afford the cost of viruses, worms, ransomware, or other cyber attacks? Nextech Total Network Security delivers a simple, worry-free security and backup solution for your business. Rest easy knowing you are providing a secure e-business foundation, keeping files and customer information secure, improving productivity by ensuring network uptime, and reducing your liability in the event of a security breach. Your network is only as strong as its weakest link. Contact Nextech today for a free network security consultation.
Welcome back to the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94 and online, katycountry94.com. We're with Drew Dusky, the head coach of the Lakeside Knights. Coach, you played two games since we talked last, kind of different ends of the spectrum here. You had a 38-37 win at Rock Hills on Friday, a nice win in Mankato, and then you fall 69-39 to St. John's Tipton on Tuesday. Let's first quickly go back to that Rock Hills game, because the effort was there all night from both teams. It was a fun game to call, and you picked up a one-point win. What did you do that you felt went right for your team there on Friday?
Well, I think we just showed some grit and a fight that we sometimes don't have when we're in really close games. We played really well. You know, it was tied up the first half, and I thought we played well. I mean, both us and Rock Hills, I say we want to be methodical if we can and try to get good possessions at times. And they came out a lot better than we did in the third quarter. We were down by 9. And I looked over at my assistant coach, Coach Meiser, and said, you know, what are we going to do here? Because, you know, usually we get down by 9 third quarter. Coming out of halftime, we're usually just kind of slow. And I got to give the boys a lot of credit. I told them that was the proudest I've probably ever been of them, because we battled back and then regained the lead and kept the lead in the fourth and, you know, hit free throws and shots that we needed to down the stretch and was able to hold on to a win. But, I thought us and Rock Hills were going to be pretty fairly evenly matched when it came down to it. And that was probably one of the bigger wins we've had so far this year.
St. John's Tipton, man, that game right there, you had a four-point deficit at halftime with St. John's Tipton, and they outscored you 32-11 in the third quarter. I'm guessing you're feeling fairly good about your team going into the locker room. What went wrong there in the third? I know you're playing a very good team.
Well, yeah, and, you know, being down by 4, we played really well in the first half. I think we shot well. We took good shots. We were knocking down outside shots that maybe sometimes we don't hit consistently. And I think we kept St. John's in check a little bit. But we knew, being down by 4, we knew they were going to come out strong in the third quarter. I didn't think they'd come out as strong as they did. We scored 11. They scored 32, I think. Davison's up at 34. They knocked down 11 threes. We didn't rebound the ball well at all. They had 15 offensive boards, and I can't remember how many of those got put back for points. And I think they had more offensive rebounds than we did total rebounds for the game. So, we just didn't play very well in the second half. And it's hard to go up and down with a team as athletic as St. John's. And when they can put four or five guys at times on the court that can knock down a three-point shot or knock down an outside shot consistently, you know, it's hard to figure out a defense to run against that if you can't play man and you have mismatches. And I think we shot under 30% for the game. And I don't care what kind of defense you play. If you're shooting under 30% as a team, you're not going to win a whole lot of ball games anyways, especially when you're giving up, almost 70 points on the other end. So, but I mean, you know, credit goes to St. John's. They're obviously a very good basketball team and definitely hard to play.
You have now Southern Cloud coming up on Friday. That's the first time you've seen them. They're 3-12 this year. Just some quick thoughts on the Warriors and what you expect to see there.
Well, I mean, in the past couple of years, they've always gave us a good game, whether it was in Downs or in Glasgow. So we know it's going to be like that Rock Hills game we played last Friday. It's going to be tough fought, and, you know, we're going to have to do the right things. We're going to have to knock down shots and get to the line and be aggressive and make free throws. And I just think it's going to be a close game, and hopefully we got enough in the tank to pull it out in the end.
Drew Dusky, the head coach of the Lakeside Knights, in the locker room chats. Coach, again, thanks for the time this week, and good luck against Southern Cloud Friday night.
Thanks, Dusty.
Our Lakeside Locker Room Chats are brought to you by the State Bank of Downs, Brushart Corporation in Downs, and Nextech.
Can your businesses afford the cost of viruses, worms, ransomware, or other cyber attacks? Nextech Total Network Security delivers a simple, worry-free security and backup solution for your business. Rest easy knowing you are providing a secure e-business foundation, keeping files and customer information secure, improving productivity by ensuring network uptime, and reducing your liability in the event of a security breach. Your network is only as strong as its weakest link. Contact Nextech today for a free network security consultation.
This message brought to you by Brushart Corporation in Downs, helping customers build leading brands within their respective industry. Brushart Corporation of Downs is proud to support Lakeside High School activities during this school year. The State Bank of Downs is proud to support the Lakeside Knights, and they send out best wishes to all the Lakeside scholars and athletes this year. The State Bank of Downs can take care of all of your banking needs, checking accounts, savings accounts, signed certificates, and loans of all types. They are locally owned and operated and have been serving and supporting the community and surrounding area since 1892. Internet banking and debit cards are also available. That's the State Bank of Downs, member FDIC.
We continue our Thursday locker room chats with Rock Hills head coaches Matt Railsback and Matt Hesting. Remember to catch your favorite basketball team in action with our high school basketball games of the week on Tuesday and Friday evenings on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 and on the World Wide Web at kdcountry94.com. The Rock Hills Grizzlies locker room chats are sponsored by Mankato Professional Pharmacy, Kier's Thriftway in Mankato, and by Bonert Welding in Jewel.
Welcome back to the Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 and online, kdcountry94.com. We're with Matt Railsback, the head coach of the Rock Hills Lady Grizzlies. Coach, a couple games since we talked last. You fall to Lakeside 48-15 on Friday night at home, and then 32-18 on Tuesday against Natoma. You lost in that one. Just kind of looking back at these last two games, I'm guessing you're pretty pleased with the defensive effort there against Natoma, holding a player like Osmeyer to just 3 points in the post there. What were some of the things that you noticed in the last couple games for your team?
Yeah, I thought we did a really good job. You know, against Lakeside, I knew they were going to come out. And, you know, that first time we played them there in the tournament, we held them to probably one of their lowest scoring games there in the first half. And so I knew they were going to come out with a vengeance, and they did. They shot the ball really well, maybe better than they have in some of the other games. They hit quite a few threes on us and a lot of outside shots that maybe they don't hit normally. And but I thought we did pretty good as far as rebounding goes. And then against Natoma, yeah, we were kind of keying on her. We thought that she was going to be their scorer. And we got her in foul trouble early. We were taking it to her, and we out-rebounded them almost double what they had, which I thought was really good. And so I thought we did a really good job on the defensive side. We've had some girls step up, and we've really been focusing on our outside shooting, trying to make that better. And we saw that. We hit a few of the outside shots that we don't normally make, which was nice. And so that was a good game for us. There was a lot of moral victories there for us.
As you move on now, you have coming up on Friday Lincoln, and then you have Southern Cloud next week. But just kind of looking at the Lincoln game on Friday, kind of a team that's been up and down, you know, hovering around the 500 mark at times this season, but and of late, you know, they kind of started off 0-5. But just looking at Lincoln, what do you expect to see on Friday?
You know, I think that's a team that we can really play with. I think that we should do well against them. It's going to kind of hurt us. We don't have school Thursday or Friday. So getting out of that routine is going to hurt us, but maybe that extra rest will also come back and help us a little bit. And then Southern Cloud, you know that's going to be a tough game going down there and playing. That's a really good team. And hopefully we can just finish this last stretch of the season out strong and hopefully get a victory here in the last couple weeks.
Matt Railsback, the head coach of the Rock Hills Lady Grizzlies. Coach, thank you for the time again this week, and best of luck Friday against Lincoln.
All right. Well, thank you, Dusty.
At Mankato Professional Pharmacy, they love being your pharmacy. As a good neighbor pharmacy, they work to improve your health and the health of the community. At the pharmacy, you'll receive personalized care and exceptional customer service. Remember, now is cold and flu season, so get the remedies you need to stay healthy at Mankato Professional Pharmacy, where they appreciate your business and encourage you to stop in today and let them take care of you. Mankato Professional Pharmacy in beautiful downtown Mankato. There's great savings now through Tuesday at Kier Stripway, downtown Mankato. In the meat department, they have fresh family packs, boneless beef, KC strip steaks for $5.99 a pound. It's now through Tuesday, Kier Stripway, downtown Mankato. Don't miss the great savings now through Tuesday at Kier Stripway, downtown Mankato. They have red ripe strawberries, 1 pound packages in the produce department for $1.99. It's now through Tuesday, Kier Stripway, downtown Mankato.
Deb, Daryl, Damon, and all the crew at Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas, would like to wish good luck to the area teams this sports season. And if you're needing seed for the upcoming planting season, stop in and talk to Daryl or Damon. Let them help you with the Pioneer Seed for your operation. And if you're needing welding work done, the folks at Bonert Welding can get the job done for you. That's Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas.
Welcome back in the Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 and online, KDCountry94.com. Matt Hesting, the head coach of the Rock Hills boys basketball team, joining us here on KD Country 94. Two games since we talked last, Coach, both on different ends of the spectrum here. Is you had a 38-37 one-point loss to Lakeside there Friday night and a back-and-forth game there toward the end. And then on Tuesday, you score 73, which was no question a season high for your team, and a 73-29 win over Natoma. What are some of the things that you're seeing from your group over these last two games?
Well, yeah, a tough loss on Friday, but a good Lakeside team. You know, when you look at Lakeside's losses that they've come to, three to St. John, two to Osborne, Bennington, Wilson, everything, you know, they played some good teams. They were a good team. They evenly matched up with real well, and when the whole thing shook out, you know, we lost 38-37, but very, very even. I think the turnovers were one apart. The rebounds were almost exactly even. Shooting percentages were practically even. And like you said, on your lead-in, it kind of came down to a possession or two just late in the game. We pretty much struggled the whole game in getting in any kind of rhythm, but that was a credit to them and their defensive game plan, and they took us out of some things that we do pretty well. And like I say, it was good planning on their part, and not very good adjusting on my part or our team's part and everything. So that kept them in the game and gave Lakeside a chance to get out of there with a 38-37. A little disappointing, but they kind of deserved it too, and they had some people that stepped up off the bench, and they got scoring out of seven people, and it was actually just as close all the way through. You were there as the score indicated. Mm-hmm. And then leading into that Natoma thing, I think it had been a long week for us the week before with a loss to St. John's here, and then down at Sylvan on a real nail biter, and then the Lakeside thing. We had come off a three game losing streak, and I think our kids kind of wanted to rectify things a little bit and really got after it last night on Tuesday against Natoma. And like you said, I think the 73, I looked it up real quick, that did tie a school record for most points scored in the game for us, and that other time was 73 was clear back in 2007, so that was a 10-year record that they tied. And you know, we weren't trying to embarrass anybody, we weren't pressing or anything, we were just playing good hard-nosed man-to-man pretty much for three quarters, and I should say two quarters, because we kind of zoned the first quarter, and I thought we were kind of stale, even though we were playing pretty well offensively, and then we kind of ramped it up our man-to-man, which we needed to work on anyway, and got a lot of runouts, and got some easy baskets off some stick backs, and lo and behold, you know, put the ball in the basket at a much better rate than we had all year. I think figuring effective field goal percentage, it came off of close to 70%, so you're not going to lose too many games when you shoot 70% and play a little bit of defense, and the score indicated that. But on Natoma's side, and credit, their kids jump well. They're pretty athletic. They play hard and didn't give in any at all. But our kids just had a really, really
good offensive night. And when you have those, you know, it's kind of a breath of fresh air after all the close games that we've been in.
Coming up on Friday night, your last home game of the season is you'll host Lincoln. They're 4-12 coming into that one. Just give me some quick thoughts on Lincoln coming up Friday.
Well, I think if I'm right, I saw in the paper where they got them an overtime win at Southern Cloud last night, and Glasgow can be a pretty tough place to play at. And Lincoln's been in a lot of ball games, been hanging around, and they've got, like you say, they've got themselves four wins, and they have capabilities. They're pretty young. I've seen them play once. I thought they did a good job on really getting after the rebounds, getting after the boards. The Walter kid, you know, pretty aggressive and rebounds in there. They've got some young kids that aren't really young anymore. You know, they pretty much started the year with a whole fresh slate because they had about seven seniors last year, and so they've had to grow up as the season's gone on. So I think we're seeing a lot different Lincoln team now than what we saw, you know, 14, 15 games ago. So this will be our last home game for this year, and senior night, and if tradition holds true, the last couple of years, our seniors have played really, really well on senior night, so I want to wish them good luck in ahead of time with Luke Brockman and Drew Beam being our only two seniors, and we're looking forward to that last home game, and I hope our kids step up like they did last night and have a good performance.
Matt Hessing, head coach of the Rock Hills Grizzlies, here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks for the time, and best of luck on Friday against Lincoln.
All right. Thank you, Dusty.
Our Rock Hills Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Mankato Professional Pharmacy, Keir Swiftway in Mankato, and Bonert Welding in Jewell.
Deb, Daryl, Damon, and all the crew at Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas, would like to wish good luck to the area teams this sports season. And if you're needing seed for the upcoming planting season, stop in and talk to Daryl or Damon. Let them help you with the Pioneer Seed for your operation. And if you're needing welding work done, the folks at Bonert Welding can get the job done for you. That's Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas.
There's great deals now for Tuesday at Keir Swiftway, downtown Mankato. They have fresh family packs of bone-in pork steak in the meat department for $1.49 a pound. It's now for Tuesday, Keir Swiftway, downtown Mankato. Don't miss out on all the great deals now for Tuesday at Keir Swiftway, downtown Mankato. They have Ragu pasta sauce, 16 to 24-ounce selected varieties, 2 for $3. It's now for Tuesday, Keir Swiftway, downtown Mankato. At Mankato Professional Pharmacy, they love being your pharmacy. As a good neighbor pharmacy, they work to improve your health and the health of the community. At the pharmacy, you'll receive personalized care and exceptional customer service. Remember, now is cold and flu season, so get the remedies you need to stay healthy at Mankato Professional Pharmacy, where they appreciate your business and encourage you to stop in today and let them take care of you. Mankato Professional Pharmacy in beautiful downtown Mankato.
It's time now for the Sylvan Lucas Mustang Locker Room Chat, as we'll talk to the head hoop coaches of Sylvan Lucas, Emily Carney and Cody Flynn. Remember to tune in to the Tuesday and Friday night games of the week on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. And you can also hear all the exciting action on the World Wide Web at KDCountry94.com. The Sylvan Lucas Locker Room Chats are sponsored by the Bennington State Bank.
Welcome back to the Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com. We're joined by Emily Carney, the head coach of the Sylvan Lucas Lady Mustangs. Coach, a couple games since we talked last. Didn't go the right way for either one of them for your team as you fall 73-32 at Thunder Ridge on Friday and then on Tuesday 61-56 on the road at Chase. Just going back to the Thunder Ridge game, clearly they probably, I'm guessing, put some pressure on you and got some of their points that way. What were your thoughts there on Friday night in Kensington?
Yeah, they did. They pressed us, and our girls didn't execute. I mean, we instead of handling the press, we decided to turn it over, and like you said, Thunder Ridge was just able to get up and down the floor and get easy shots on us.
Against Chase on Tuesday, you had a one-point lead at halftime, but then they outscored you actually 23-20 in the fourth quarter, a pretty high-scoring quarter there. But, again, you fall 61-56. What were some of the things that maybe didn't go right at Chase for you on Tuesday?
Just comes down to playing defense right now. We're just not playing hard enough on the defensive side. And, I mean, if you don't play defense, we're not going to get very many wins.
So you had played Chase already once this season in the Northern Plains League consolation part of the tournament and beat them by 11. Does that stuff creep into the girls' minds at all? Do you ever worry about that when you're playing a team the second time around when you already beat them?
It could, but I'm not saying it wasn't a factor with it, and hopefully it wasn't, but because we didn't beat them by a lot, I just don't think that we just didn't show up to play that night. We just didn't put any effort into it.
So you move on with Wilson coming up on Friday night. You'll go to their place. I'm looking at the schedule. You played them very early this season and lost by 9 points. That was another game where they scored 66, and probably you weren't real pleased with the defensive performance. Maybe what do you need to do against Wilson this second time around?
Well, kind of repetitive, but you know, again, it's going to come down to our defensive effort. Mm-hmm. We can obviously score a point. It's just, can we stop anybody from scoring points on the other side?
Emily Carney, the head coach of the Sylvan Lucas Lady Mustangs here in the locker room chat. Coach, thanks for the time, and good luck against Wilson on Friday.
Thank you.
We've been there in the good times, been there when times were lean.
Are you getting what you need from your bank? Bennington State Bank is family-owned and is committed to the communities they serve and to rural Kansas. They've been successfully helping farmers and ranchers for more than a century. They pride themselves on being a leader in agriculture and agribusiness solutions. Come see the difference with Bennington State Bank. Visit Bennington State Bank at bsbks.com or on Facebook, member FDIC.
Welcome back to the Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 and online, kdcountry94.com. We're joined by Cody Flynn, the head coach of the Sylvan Lucas Mustang boys basketball team. Two games since we talked last, Coach, really kind of on different ends of the spectrum here as you scored quite a few points and won 65-31 there on Friday night in Kensington against Thunder Ridge, but you go to Chase on Tuesday in a tough 39-38 one-point loss. What are some of the things that you've seen from the group here in these last two games? Again, just kind of different games.
You know, we went to Thunder Ridge on last Friday, and I thought we really played well. You know, offensively, we did some good things and shared the ball well, got the ball inside, and played inside out, and we, you know, controlled the game from the start, jumped on them early, and our kids really came out with a lot of energy and fire in that game, and it was, you know, Thunder Ridge struggled a little bit, and they struggled to score, and so defensively, we were able to extend out and try some different things and get on people. You know, they have a post player inside that did a really good job against us and had double-digit scoring. And but it was nice to go to Kensington and get a good win. And, you know, we got to play a lot of kids. And, you know, we got to clear the bench off, let some other kids get some playing time in, which was nice to see. And so that was one of those games where it was fun to watch the kids and watch them grow a little bit, and then we come back on, last night, and just total opposite. One of those things, Dusty, where you can't overlook anybody, and, you know, I think our kids just went down there and weren't really focused, and then we missed some shots, and, you know, they were making shots, and we just got tight, and it's one of those things where you can't take any credit away from Chase. They came out ready to play, and we didn't. So it's completely our fault. You know, it's a game of that's won on the court, not in the newspaper. And our kids are going to have to, you know, get that figured out. And so we, you know, we went down there and took one on the chin last night. We had our chances at the end of the game to win. We were down one with a minute left to go, and had two empty possessions. And you know, we just didn't execute offensively. And I would say that was our worst defensive performance as far as energy and execution and everything else last night. So, we know we have a lot of things to work on. We got a tough Wilson team on Friday, and if we, you know, if we, and the week after that, we have two tough teams, and so we got to make sure that we are getting back on the right track mentally. I think this time of year, everybody gets a little wore out, and think a lot of things going on in school, and so we just got to make sure we're mentally focused and ready to go every time out, and hopefully we can get things to turned around before a good Wilson team on Friday.
Just give me some quick thoughts on Wilson. It'll be the second time you've seen him, but you beat him by 8 the first time, but it's been quite a while since you saw him last.
Yeah, the Wilson's been playing really well. They've been shooting the ball well. The Lemons kid and Best kid have been shooting the ball from Treyland real well, and so we're going to have to make sure we know where they're at. And then they got the Hoffner kid and the foreign exchange kid inside. They're a good team. You know, they're a good, solid team. They don't have a lot of depth, but you know, a lot of our smaller schools, you know, you don't have a lot of depth. And so it'll be important for us to make sure we go out and set the tone early. It's going to be a good environment, a good rivalry game. We got to go to Wilson, and it'll be a tough place for us to play. And so we got to make sure we're ready to go. And we got a lot of things to work on today and tomorrow to make sure we're prepared and ready to go before Friday. So, you know, they're ranked 9th in the state. And so we got our work cut out for us. And, you know, we know that they'll be ready for us, and so we got to meet our challenges head on instead of trying to escape around them, and hopefully we can do that on Friday night.
Cody Klein, head coach of the Sylvan Lucas Mustangs. Coach, thanks for the time, and good luck against Wilson on Friday.
All right, thanks, Dusty.
Our Sylvan Lucas Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Bennington State Bank.
We've been there in the good times, been there when times were lean.
Are you getting what you need from your bank? Bennington State Bank is family-owned and is committed to the communities they serve and to rural Kansas. They've been successfully helping farmers and ranchers for more than a century. They pride themselves on being a leader in agriculture and agribusiness solutions. Come see the difference with Bennington State Bank. Visit Bennington State Bank at bsbks.com or on Facebook, member FDIC.
Thanks for tuning in to the Thursday Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. Tune in again next Thursday to hear more from the basketball coaches at St. John's Tipton, Lakeside, Rock Hills, and Sylvan Lucas. We invite you to listen again next Wednesday and Thursday at 5:10 as we'll get the latest basketball news from the head coaches of the Beloit Trojans, Osborne Bulldogs, Smith Center Redmen, Lincoln Leopards, Thunder Ridge Longhorns, St. John's Tipton Blue Jays, Lakeside Knights, Rock Hills Grizzlies, and the Sylvan Lucas Mustangs.